You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. We'll get a read on new home construction later this morning when April data on building permits and new housing starts are released. Builders have been trying to make up for time lost during the pandemic, but the supply of homes is still very tight, and the cost to build a new home is rising. According to the Mortgage Bankers Association, last month, the average loan size for a new home reached its highest level in the survey's history at more than $377,000. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra looks at what goes into the cost of a new home these days.
If you want to build a house, you have to pay for land and labor and supplies.
From lumber to concrete, insulation, resin, paints, bricks, really you name it.
Allie Wolf is chief economist at the housing data firm Zonda. A lot of these supplies are getting more expensive, in part because during the pandemic,
housing demand far exceeded what anyone expected. And now the builders are scrambling and the suppliers are scrambling.
And the rising costs don't end there. Robert Dietz at the National Association of Home Builders says the cost of things like permits and water and sewer fees add up.
And in fact, we estimate that about a quarter of a newly built single-family home's final purchase price is made up in these regulatory burdens.
The NAHB estimates that all those fees now average almost $94,000 per house. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.
That is all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.